I still hear mama praying. I still hear mama praying.
I still hear
mama praying. And the prayer that she prayed.
Verses 25 through 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. The word of God to the people of God.
Motherhood. It takes a mother's patience to bring a child upright, her courage and her cheerfulness to make a dark day bright. It takes a mother's wisdom to recognize our needs and to give us reassurance by her loving words and deeds. And that is why in all this world there could be not be another who could fulfill God's purpose as completely as a mother. A reflection of God's love. A mother's love is like an island in life's ocean, vast and wide. A peaceful, quiet shelter from the restless rising tide. A mother's love is like a fortress, and we seek protection there when the waves of tribulation seems to drown us in despair. A mother's love is like a tower rising far above the crowd, and her smile is like the sunshine breaking through a threatening cloud. A mother's love is like a beacon burning bright with faith and prayer, and through the changing scenes of life, we can find a haven there. For a mother's love is fashioned after God's enduring love. It is endless and fulfilling, like the love of God above. Thank you.
Be mountain that I will have to climb, and there will be battle that I will have to fight, but victory or defeat, it's up to me to decide. I never tried.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still, the hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. Blessed he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the wind keeps on blowing, storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still, that hope that lies is in his reassurance. Keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he will be daily to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Oh, I realize that sometimes we're gonna be tossed by the winds and the currents that seem so fierce. But in the word of God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable. May dash, I shall not stray, because they hold me fast. breaks me down. I shall not stay because they hold me fast. So dark the night, stars in the sky. No, it's all right, cause Jesus is nigh my soul. My soul has been in the Lord.
Amen. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Only two songs have already been selected for my funeral service, and that's one of them. Amen. And so, if I can't say anything else, that's my testimony. My soul is anchored in the Lord. Amen. To Sister Gail Stewart and Sister Rebecca Mitchell, it has been such a joy working with them on this Mother's Day celebration. Let's give them a hand. Amen. Sometimes when people chair things, they're so fussy and so messy. These women are cool as cucumbers. And just the way they gave it to me, the way the Lord gave it to them, is the way it turned out today. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let me publicly thank Sister LaShonda McGee Alexis for, she was supposed to be the speaker today, but she allowed me to speak. Amen. And so I do appreciate that because based on my travels in the month of May, I felt that it was almost necessary for me to get one more in. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so thank you, Sister LaShonda McGee Alexis, for allowing me to speak today. And we got her up at bat June, the second Sunday in June. We want her to check her schedule. Amen. For our Graduates Day celebration. And certainly, Sister Roberta Frazier, the Sunday School, Sister Rachel Dowling are already working with our young people and our graduates. The Harriet G. Simpson Education Commission will partner with us, and so we need to start having those conversations early. But Sister LaShonda McGee Alexis will be the speaker on that occasion if her schedule permits. Amen. Let us pray. God, we thank you for favor. We thank you for grace and we thank you for mercy. Thank you, God, for your son Jesus, who passed this way and rose again, allowing himself to be an anchor for our souls. Billows have rolled, breakers have dashed, but God, you allowed through the power of your resurrected son our souls to grip a solid rock, and that rock's name is Jesus. We thank you, O God, for our mothers. We thank you for those who have served in the role of mother, and we celebrate all of them today. Now, God, we need a word. Some based on heavy hearts, and others based on just the need for encouragement. Let the words of my mouth the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Those of you who have your Bibles, just briefly for a moment, if you would turn with me again to the Gospel of John, the 19th chapter, beginning with verse number 25. Bless you. I must put a word in for our Sunday school teacher, Brother Stephen Neal. For those who don't come to Sunday school, I declare you should come because he is teaching, bringing heaven down to earth. Amen. And we had an outstanding Sunday school lesson this morning. I just wanted to say that. Amen. John 19:25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Amen. Using for a sermon subject on this, our annual Mother's Day celebration and observance, simply these words: take care of your mother. Sometimes we don't quite understand what mothers go through. We can't compare our mother to somebody else's mother. In fact, from time to time when we were growing up, everybody wanted to have a mother like June Cleaver. But even in that household, we learned that they had their own challenges. John Boy, every night they would say goodnight, every person one to another. Those were the days when life was simple, at least it seemed. People were more wholesome, and they had a measure of respect, especially for those who were elderly. Look at Opie. Never knew who Opie's mother was, but Aunt B was right there, helping Andy raise Opie along the way. My brothers and my sisters, there used to be a respect and a regard and an elevation that we had in our society for women and for people, especially for those who cared for us. We have to come to a place where we recognize that mothers do the best that they can. Langston Hughes said it this way when he wrote a poem, Mother to Son, where the mother was trying to explain to the son the struggles that she had to endure. She said, "Well, son, I tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair." That means it was not easy. It's had tacks in it and splinters and boards torn up and places with no carpet on the floor bare. I don't know if we have mothers or women under the sound of my voice who can attest to the fact that every day was not like Sunday. Some days were a struggle. Some days you didn't know how you were going to make it. Some days, even when your children didn't realize, you stepped back from the table so that they could have a little bit more to eat. I forgot we're amidst the aristocracy where we don't have no problems in this place. Everybody has more than enough. Nobody ever had to struggle. And we all are riding on a flowery bed of ease. Amen. But I'm talking to those individuals who recognize that they had to struggle at some point in order so that their family could then be advantaged. Langston Hughes then said, "But all the time, I've been a-climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on the steps.
because you find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I'm still going, honey. I'm still climbing, and life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Mothers are exemplars of perseverance. They keep a licking, they take a licking, and they keep on ticking. Sometimes we don't understand what happens when she closes her door. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Sometimes we don't know what it takes in order so that the household may still continue to move forward. In the household where the mother has more than one child, in a world where materialism has gone amok and children want more than the mother can afford, somehow she makes a way so that those children can have exactly what they want. Nobody knows what it takes for a mother to make certain that her children and her family are intact. Here we find my brothers and sisters in a throwaway society, as we find ourselves in America today, where if your mom gets sick, or your dad gets sick, or any one of your loved ones who are elderly, or even if they could be young, if something happens to them, we will stick them in a nursing home in a New York minute. I remember back in the day, we kept everybody at home, even the ones that we called special. Amen. And everybody knew who they were. Amen. But nowadays, we hide people in a corner. We stick them in a nursing home, and we never go and see them, not one day, because it becomes inconvenient for our own lives. But here we find Jesus teaching us a lesson that all of us can learn. That even as he was dying on the cross, Jesus did not forget about his mother. In fact, he took care of his mother as he performed not only his earthly ministry, but beyond his earthly ministry, he made certain that she was well taken care of. We find in verse number 25, a good mother sticks around. The Bible says, now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. Oh, she could have run like the others ran, and she could have been fearful. You know how it is when your children get in trouble and their names are lit up on in the Post and Courier or on the Live 5 News, and everybody is running away from them. The crucifixion was just as awful as any worst crime anybody could have been alleged to have committed in 2017. But as bad as they treated him, Mary stood right there. Real mothers don't run away from their children just because their children aren't who they raised them to be. Real mothers don't throw their children away just because their children did not quite live up to their expectations. But real mothers, those who are godly in their character, they stick right there because they realize that even though she's not what I expected her to be, she's still mine. Amen. And so Mary stood right there along with some other women at the feet of Jesus. And then in the midst of her deep grief, as Jesus watched his mother watch him being crucified on the cross, Jesus then saw at the foot of the cross, along with these women and his mother, his beloved disciple, I mean his best friend, the one who traveled with him and rode with him, the one who he could depend on, the one who, regardless of what was going on in the midst of his public ministry, he stood right there by the side of Jesus. Jesus called him the beloved disciple. Even when his brothers, Jude and others, didn't believe that he was the Messiah, this was John, the beloved disciple, that believed that he was the Son of the Most High God. Jesus did not want to leave his mother as though she did not have any children. So he stopped dying and said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." She was not calling his attention to him dying on the cross, bleeding and suffering and in agony and complete misery. But he then called her attention to an earthly individual who could then shepherd her through the darkest hour of her life. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but even if God took your mother away from you, he promised in his word he'll be a mother for the motherless. We saw the example as expressed through our mother, Harriet Simpson, that even as the mother of the Mitchells was transitioning, she then called to her side Harriet Simpson and said, "Take care of my children." And you heard the children just say, she did just that. But Ms. Simpson was so clear that it was not only her. She said Pauline Graves was right there too. And so it used to be a time that it took a whole village to raise these children, where if one person was necessarily not up to the challenge, then somebody else in the community stepped right up to the plate. That's why we have individuals who would just give somebody their child, because they recognize that there was a mother on the inside of that individual. And then he turned to his beloved disciple and said, "Behold your mother." And from that very hour, the Bible says that disciple, based on his love for Jesus, he didn't ask him a question. He didn't try to work out the financial formula. He didn't try to figure out how much it would take for him to take Mary on as his mother. But he immediately, from that very hour, took Mary, the mother of Jesus, to his house. And so it is today, my brothers and sisters. We all have the capacity to lift somebody else. We all have the resources to make somebody who may not necessarily be biologically linked to us feel as though that they are just as important to us as somebody who pushed us out of their own being. We all have the ability to love unconditionally, so that individuals who may not have something that we have may feel that they're not in this world by themselves. We have to take care of our parents. Oftentimes, on days like this, we take certain things for granted. And then when they're gone, it's too late. While blood and life lasts, do everything you can do. If you've messed up, make it right before their eyes close. If teeth and tongue begin to bite, try to find a way to get things on an even keel so that even if they don't understand where you're coming from, you can at least have a neutral ground by which you can walk hand in hand, step by step, in a forward direction. God commands us in his word, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Your mother could be a fall down drunk. God still commands us to honor her. Your mother may not be the pillar of society, but God still commands us to honor her. And so however you choose, you ought to find somebody to love. You ought to find somebody to lift. You ought to find somebody to let them know that even if you are not biologically attached to them, by virtue of them being your Christian mother or your Christian father or your Christian brother or your Christian sister, that you love them with a love that they can never take away. And so it is, my brothers and my sisters, let us take care of each other. Because when we take care of one another, God is honored in what we do. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.